Comença el Listening 1. Des d'ara, disposeu de 2 minuts per llegir-ne les preguntes corresponents. Passats aquests 2 minuts, escoltareu la gravació 2 vegades.
Hi everybody, this is Mr. Duncan in England. How are you today? In today's lesson, we will examine another part of the human condition. Together, we will enter the world of superstition. There are 2 types of superstition: good fortune or good luck, and bad fortune or bad luck. It would be true to say that most cultures around the world have their own particular superstitions and beliefs, and many of them have been around for thousands of years, and some are still around to this very day. A person who believes in superstition can be described as superstitious. They really do believe something will happen to them if they do or say something in a certain way. These days we tend to use the word in a negative way. Are you superstitious? Here are some examples of superstitions that exist both here in the UK and around the world.
Good superstitions.
Touching something made of wood is supposed to bring you good luck in the future. I think I will pass my English exam next week. Touch wood. Throwing salt over your left shoulder will bring good luck. This comes from the belief that the devil sits behind you on the left, so the salt would go into his face. Hanging a horseshoe on your wall. The idea behind this is that all your good luck will be caught in the shoe, like a cup, and therefore last forever. Keeping a rabbit foot in your pocket is supposed to bring good luck. Unfortunately, it does not bring much luck to the poor rabbit that only has 3 feet left.
Oi, that's mine. I want it back.
Bad superstitions. Beware of walking under a ladder. Whoops! It will bring you bad luck in the future.
Putting a new pair of shoes upon a table is considered very bad luck.
Meow!
black cat walking past you. The black cat is often a symbol of evil, so to have one walk past you is especially bad. Opening an umbrella indoors is considered very bad luck. Many people still believe in this particular superstition. The number 13. Many people consider this number to be very unlucky. If the 13th day of the month falls on a Friday, then this is considered as an unlucky day. Some people will actually stay at home on this day so as to avoid any bad luck or misfortune. In China, the number 4 is considered unlucky because in the Chinese language, 4 has a similar sound to the Chinese word for death. Hi everybody, this is Mr. Duncan in England. How are you today? In today's lesson, we will examine another part of the human condition. Together, we will enter the world of superstition. There are two types of superstition: good fortune or good luck, and bad fortune or bad luck. It would be true to say that most cultures around the world have their own particular superstitions and beliefs, and many of them have been around for thousands of years, and some are still around to this very day. A person who believes in superstition can be described as superstitious. They really do believe something will happen to them if they do or say something in a certain way. These days we tend to use the word in a negative way. Are you superstitious? Here are some examples of superstitions that exist both here in the UK and around the world.
Good superstitions.
Touching something made of wood is supposed to bring you good luck in the future. I think I will pass my English exam next week. Touch wood. Throwing salt over your left shoulder will bring good luck. This comes from the belief that the devil sits behind you on the left, so the salt would go into his face. Hanging a horseshoe on your wall. The idea behind this is that all your good luck will be caught in the shoe, like a cup, and therefore last forever. Keeping a rabbit foot in your pocket is supposed to bring good luck. Unfortunately, it does not bring much luck to the poor rabbit that only has 3 feet left.
Oi, that's mine. I want it back.
Bad superstitions. Beware of walking under a ladder. Whoops! It will bring you bad luck in the future. Putting a new pair of shoes upon a table is considered very bad luck.
A black cat walking past you. The black cat is often a symbol of evil, so to have one walk past you is especially bad. Opening an umbrella indoors is considered very bad luck. Many people still believe in this particular superstition. The number 13. Many people consider this number to be very unlucky. If the 13th day of the month falls on a Friday, then this is considered as an unlucky day. Some people will actually stay at home on this day so as to avoid any bad luck or misfortune. In China, the number 4 is considered unlucky Because in the Chinese language, four has a similar sound to the Chinese word for death.
Ha acabat el Listening 1. Ara començarà el Listening 2. Tornau a disposar de 2 minuts per llegir-ne les preguntes corresponents. Passats aquests 2 minuts, escoltareu la gravació 2 vegades.
Hamlet is the Prince of Denmark. His father was the king, but he died before the play begins. Hamlet's uncle, Claudius, has taken over as king and married Hamlet's mother, Gertrude. At the beginning of the play, a ghost appears to some soldiers. He looks just like Hamlet's father, the dead king. The soldiers agree to tell Hamlet all about it. Claudius tells Hamlet he has to stop acting so sad about his father's death. Hamlet says he will. But when he's by himself, he says he's disgusted that his mother married Claudius. Hamlet's girlfriend is Ophelia. Her father, Polonius, and her brother, Laertes, try to convince her that Hamlet doesn't love her. They point out that because he's a prince, he can't marry whoever he wants. They think he's more likely to seduce her than marry her. Ophelia agrees not to talk to Hamlet anymore. Hamlet sees the ghost, who says he is Hamlet's father. He also says that Claudius murdered him by pouring poison in his ear. Hamlet swears to take revenge. He mentions to the soldiers that in future he may find it useful to act as if he's crazy. Ophelia tells her father that Hamlet came to see her after she returned his love letters, and he seemed insane. His clothes were messed up, he was trembling and pale, and he looked scared. Polonius now thinks Hamlet really did love Ophelia, and he's gone mad because she rejected him. Claudius and Gertrude ask Rosencrantz and Guildenstern, some friends of Hamlet's from school, to spend time with him and try to find out why he's been acting crazy. Rosencrantz and Guildenstern try to cheer Hamlet up by telling him that a group of actors has arrived at the castle. Hamlet decides he'll have the actors perform a play that mimics the murder of his father. He wants to see if Claudius reacts to it and shows his guilt. He says the ghost might actually be a lying devil. Claudius's reaction to the play will clear up the mystery. Hamlet is the Prince of Denmark. His father was the king, but he died before the play begins. Hamlet's uncle, Claudius, has taken over as king and married Hamlet's mother, Gertrude. At the beginning of the play, a ghost appears to some soldiers. He looks just like Hamlet's father, the dead king. The soldiers agree to tell Hamlet all about it. Claudius tells Hamlet he has to stop acting so sad about his father's death. Hamlet says he will. But when he's by himself, he says he's disgusted that his mother married Claudius. Hamlet's girlfriend is Ophelia. Her father, Polonius, and her brother, Laertes, try to convince her that Hamlet doesn't love her. They point out that because he's a prince, he can't marry whoever he wants. They think he's more likely to seduce her than marry her. Ophelia agrees not to talk to Hamlet anymore. Hamlet sees the ghost, who says he is Hamlet's father. He also says that Claudius murdered him by pouring poison in his ear. Hamlet swears to take revenge. He mentions to the soldiers that in future he may find it useful to act as if he's crazy. Ophelia tells her father that Hamlet came to see her after she returned his love letters, and he seemed insane. His clothes were messed up, he was trembling and pale, and he looked scared. Polonius now thinks Hamlet really did love Ophelia, and he's gone mad because she rejected him. Claudius and Gertrude ask Rosencrantz and Guildenstern, some friends of Hamlet's from school, to spend time with him and try to find out why he's been acting crazy. Rosencrantz and Guildenstern try to cheer Hamlet up by telling him that a group of actors has arrived at the castle. Hamlet decides he'll have the actors perform a play that mimics the murder of his father. He wants to see if Claudius reacts to it and shows his guilt. He says the ghost might actually be a lying devil. Claudius's reaction to the play will clear up the mystery.
La comprensió oral ha acabat. La prova continua.